Like a leap of
that vine.
Oh, fine. So, what we're talking about yesterday is that in addition to the Sipush Nisim and the Flois, and don't pick up for him. Tell me about him, sure. Exactly. Then in the middle of Nisim, in addition to the Nisim and the Flois, we're talking about the Hashem did for Klal Yisrael. So the other aspect is we're also talking about that the makeup of Chai Yisrael itself is an existence that's l'mayla min ha-tava. That Chai Yisrael, the hugger with which the Ribono Shel Olam goes with Chai Yisrael in this world is l'mayla min ha-tava. And that's part of what we've been mesaper about. And that's how we touched up the Maral. The Maral says this Leil Seder is the Pshat, we're giving a Seder to the Nisim. What does that mean, give a Seder to the Nisim? It's the same, because we're bringing out that you should know it's not haphazard here. It's not like Teva's a Seder, and over here, so Hashem broke the Seder. I mean, that's true, but what's also true is that the Derech Nisim is also a Seder when it comes to Klal Yisrael. That's also a Mahalik. Not just Teva is a Mahalik. There's a Mahalik called the supernatural too, which is Shaykh to Klal Yisrael. That's what he's saying. Yeshadaik Peloshin Rambam Shekosav. The Sapir, it's Meduik in the words of the Rambam, that he writes, L'sapir b'nisim and afloys, sh'nasu l'aviseinu. B'loi kosev l'sapir b'nisim afloys, sh'osu HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, the Rambam seems to be madgish, sh'nasu l'aviseinu, which is what we're saying, the Klal Yisrael part of it. Could have said, sh'osu Hashem. R'ak sh'nasu l'aviseinu daiko. Hainu kanal, like we said, l'sapir sh'nasu nisim edu l'aviseinu, Shehem Zochul and Hogan Lamayla Meditava. Okay, very good. Let's just finish up this last piece. Sheish is a mea maif of a Shabbos in Beis Sidri and Hogan. Now, the 6 days of the week represent one Derech and Hogan, and Shabbos represents the other. Sheish is a mea maif of Tacha Seder Teva. That's under the Seder Teva. That's the regular world of Ishtadlis, the regular world of Teva. Shabbos when Hogan shall toyer Lamayla Meditava. And Shabbos is what we said before, what we called before the Hogash al Torah, is al Maidam in the Teva. Which is what we said, because what Shabbos? Shabbos is that Bnei Yisrael is made, that really, the Bari, there's a Bari Olam. That's what Shabbos is. And that if there's a Bari Olam, then that means Teva has no Koyach in and of itself. It was put into place by the Bari Olam. But there's really Bari Olam running it. That's what Shabbos is. So Shabbos is a, yeah. Yeah. So Teva is
constantly creating.
Yeah.
Shpia.
Exactly.
If you pull out the plug, everything stops.
Exactly. Nevi Shachaim. Oh, so he says Bnei Yisrael im Shabbos digging the foshes. Ah, so this, yeah, this is interesting. So this is how Derech what we've been saying. Shabbos is made that Hashem created the world, but what's the other side of the coin? The other side of the coin is that it's made on Klal Yisrael too, just like we've been saying. Shabbos made up of the Yisrael shem Shaykh of Lolam Haba. That Bnei Yisrael are really shaykh to that otherworldly hanhaga. Like the Sema says many times. Right, like we were saying yesterday, by Avraham Avinu, we took him out, same, he took him above the Kochavim, and so on and so forth. That's really what Bnei Yisrael are shaykh to. That's really, we're put into this world because Hashem wants us to do the avoid in this world. But we're ba'atim shaykh to something that's more olam haba dikum. We say Shlomo remes and Rambam b'dimin shel zochus imarzel zochus imashabes. She's the hadik shpulah pesach gam eidah samayis. Ah, so with this also we could explain that the Rambam tzush we spoke about before, the Rambam tzush tells zochur of leil pesach to zochus imashabes. So according to this malach also, the connection is that the both aspects are being made on Klal Yisrael itself. The Klal Yisrael itself is l'maylam and ateva. L'chein pesach dikum b'shem shabes. That's why we find in the Torah, even though the Yom Tovim are not called Shabbos, however, the first day of Pesach is called Shabbos. K'yachsiv Yimachor as a Shabbos by the Pesukim which talk about Sviro, that Sviro is Oimer. It says to bring the Oimer Mimachor as a Shabbos. When do we bring the Oimer? So the Tzedukim thought that meant Monday, Sunday, Machor as a Shabbos. But we know it means the day after the first day of Pesach. Why is it called Shabbos? Or Pesach when Hagel and Ma'ilim say that Tevah Kamei Shabbos? Because that is the Yom Tov of Pesach. Is a Shabbos tikkun haga. Normally, that's not what Yom Tov represents. Normally, Yom Tov represents, I guess, like Klal Yisrael going in Teva. But if here it represents the Milam and the Teva, like we said before, like Isurusa de la Ilu,
maybe
that's what's called Shabbos.
We're not showing that Hashem has control over. The Ten Makas was not showing Hashem has control over Teva.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's what we said. That the Svarim Ma'amaris, the Svarim explained that the Ten Ma'amaris with which, you know, we spoke about this once. The Ten Ma'amaris with which Hashem created the world, because I'll say there were Ten Ma'amaris. Those Ten Ma'amaris are really the building blocks of Teva, because that means Hashem making Teva. What? Yeah, and each maka was to strip back one layer of the Svarim Ma'amaris until it was completely revealed that it was only the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's why B'makas Becharis, it says Ani V'lo Yisarof. The Ani, we spoke about it in the year, we spoke about it in the Sagada. The Ani was completely revealed, yeah. I'm Sakam Pehe, I guess we'll get there. I'm Rabami Maitzi Basar Pesach Mechabur Lachabur in Chai Vachianiach Hatzok Sibbeke Shabbos. Okay, also, you see the Gemara, even in the Halachis. Interesting, even the Halachis of Karban Pesach, the Gemara learns out from Hilchos Shabbos. Because it says if you bring your meat out from one Chabur to another Chabura, you're not allowed to do that, yeah? But it says you're not Chai until you put it down. What's putting it down have to do with anything? So the Gemara says, we learn out from Shabbos, just like you're not Chai in Hatzok. So you put it down, so it's also says, I saw by the Chaburas. Okay, we'll get there. We have to get to this Gemara. But Akoponim, you see also this connection.